Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaviarello out.
Roger Scott.
It's your birthday.
It is. Chicken Big Big Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it up.
Let's throw this out there for him.
That is so cool. That's J.R. Runnels, who is the handler, if you will, for Justin Moore. He does that every concert for Justin, and we've got about five different cities.
Got him.
We'll do a little montage sometime, but that's the one from Little Rock. That was the one, Roger, I think that was the one that you sang, the night you sang.
Should have gave Roger.
Well, it had to be.
He did two. He did the one for George Strait. Remember, he opened, so he'd have done that for him in Little Rock.
That's a great point. Great point.
Yeah, he said, North Little Rock? He said Little Rock. Isn't that funny? I didn't even think about that.
Well, yeah. I wonder which one it is.
Yeah, it's good. I'll have to see if we can figure it out.
Listen, let's just...
It sounds good.
Yeah. When legend becomes fact, you print legend. That was from my concert with Justin Moore.
Before we go to Rick Schaefer, another guy from Mariana that I had no idea that was on the same team, football team in high school as Dirt Winston, very well-respected guy, Rodney Slater, who was head of the Clinton appointed him, head of, I can't remember what agency it was, is it National Highway? I can't remember what it was. But anyway, he was a high-ranking official for the Clinton administration. He was a big-time state guy, too. But he and Dirt Winston, who we'll have on the show tomorrow as we get ready to go to see Jones. What did we say? It was Jones Diner. Jones Barbecue and Diner, I believe, over in Mariana, over 100 years old.
You got to know Rick Schaefer, yeah.
I talked to Rex. Rick's coming up. But Rick, he said... He said, let me just tell you about Mr. Jones. He's a man of few words, so don't be. I said, that's fine. I said, just make sure they don't run out of food because we're going to get there like
9:30. We're not talkers anyway. We're not talkers.
Yeah. And then, of course, we'll go by and see Edwards Food Giant, the home headquarters. That's pretty cool that you found that out. And then we're learning because we didn't think about all the different people that came out of Camden.
Sure.
We want to make sure and include. We love the connections that we can talk about on Morning Mayhem. And when we bring Rick on, we may talk about Jonesboro, Georgia, the place we're going to stay in a VRBO. Between Atlanta and Hampton, Georgia, where the NASCAR race is going to be. And we're going to be in the pits. We're going to be in the pits on Saturday and hopefully Sunday of the NASCAR race because one of the drivers has got a connection to my dad. And he's one of Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s top young guys. Pretty amazing. But let's bring in Rick Schaefer right now, Roger Dodge.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
So good. Speaking of Edwards, appreciate them sponsoring Rick for so many years. Yes, good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys get around. You're gonna be in Statesboro, Georgia to do a show?
Jonesboro is where we're going to stay. It's between Atlanta. It's Hampton, Georgia is where the Atlantis Motor Speedway is. They call it now Echo Park Speedway.
Yeah.
And, we call it our Summer of Adventures, brought to you by Oaklawn, and we're just trying different things. We've picked five restaurants. I think we told you that.
Yeah.
So we'll be on the third one tomorrow. They're all different parts of the state, Rick. I mean, they're literally, if you did a map, it's like a star. It's going from one side. The only place we don't go is Northwest. We're going to Mena, which is on the far, west side, the southwest side of the state. Mariana, as you know, Dirt Winston came from the far east side of the state.
Yeah.
We were in Camden, which you know where Camden
is. Sure.
Sean Andrews came from there. We're going to Blytheville for the Dixie Pick, and then we were in Hot Springs for the Ohio Club. So we're all over the place, but we love it. We love our state.
Absolutely.
And we've got some unbelievable coverage and attention to it. So many listeners and other people can tell stories. We had one, Rick, last week. A couple of gentlemen said our dad used to take us when we were 6 years old to sit on the same stools that are here now in the 1940s.
Yeah, he said 1940.
Yeah, 1940. Wow. We just love the history of our state. Yeah. We're not to pat ourselves on the back, but No other show wants to do what we love doing. We're older. We're senior citizens, Rick, like you.
That's right.
We appreciate it, Randy. We appreciate
We're just holding out for a better gift from AARP than that mesh luggage. That's all.
So you hear something crazy? So when Jessica, my girlfriend, booked us this VRBO because the race is in 2 weeks on a Saturday night and Sunday night, we didn't want to stay in the town because it's just so overwhelmed with 150,000 race fans. And then you got the World Cup in Atlanta. So she picked a place called Jonesboro, Georgia. And little did we know, Roger, with only a population of 4,000, I just said, let me see what Jonesboro is about. It's got two connections with two pop culture iconic things. One of them is that Tara, the fictional plantation in Margaret Mitchell's novel Gone was supposed to be located 5 miles outside of Jonesboro, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Okay. No, wait. You mean... The fictional one.
The fictional
one,
that's right.
Did they actually built it for the movie there?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I know just it was part of the storyline. But
wow.
In the Margaret Mitchell.
That's right. Today is the day that came out. The book came out, Roger, 1936.
Really?
Yeah. And then to top it off, it's just so perfect for us. In Jonesboro, Georgia, many of the scenes from the 1977 film, Roger, Smokey and the Bandit were filmed in Jonesboro,
no
Georgia.
Kidding.
Are you
Is
kidding?
That right?
Are you kidding me? I mean, it's right up our alley.
You know what? I read something about Bert this morning that some of it was filmed at his ranch in Florida. Yeah. I had no idea.
Apparently, there's a lot of the pictures.
Guess what? We're going by there. We're going to do those pictures that you see on social media right now, Rick. People, then and now.
Even the movie We Are Marshall was briefly filmed at the stadium, high school stadium
really?
In Jonesboro. Yeah, how about that?
Right. Do you think you'll find an old Trans Am out there somewhere?
Yes, that's
you
what
remember
we're
those.
For.
You remember those?
Oh
Rick.
Gosh, that is still one of the hottest cars ever.
I know it was
Ziggity
so cool.
Don't you think?
Ziggity diggity. No question about it.
If somebody brought one out today that looks similar to that, I think it would sell.
I'm with you. Well, anybody over the age of 50, that's probably right. 55 would appreciate it for sure.
Yeah.
Rick, I mentioned tomorrow we're going to have Dirk Winston on, who was from Marianna. Of course, Billy Winston was his brother. You remember Billy? You were there with Billy.
Yeah.
But he did go on to have one of the most successful careers in the NFL. He was a two-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
He was a starting outside linebacker for one of the great defenses. Now, it wasn't that early part of that decade. It was the back half of it. But he still won two Super Bowls. And he was a bad man, wasn't he? What do you remember about him at Arkansas?
You know, it's interesting because he was a senior my first year at Arkansas.
Gotcha.
And so he was in that group that, you know, it's interesting that Arkansas – integrated with John Richardson.
Yeah.
But it was really, three or four years later that a large group of black players came, and he was in that group. And they led really to the success of Arkansas in the mid-70s, the late 70s. Lou Holtz inherited a lot of them, but not Dennis Winston. He was finished in 76. Obviously, everybody remembers the USC game when he made 22 tackles and he made National Player of the Week and all of that. And that's one game. But it's interesting because I just got to know him some, and then he came back as an assistant coach later,
right.
And he was not a mean guy by any means, but on the field he was.
Yeah, he was.
And there are some players that can separate that, and some can't.
Right.
I mean, there are some that you don't want to be around them anytime.
Right.
And but Dennis was a really good guy to be around, but on the field he would knock your head off. Don't you wonder if guys like he and Steve Atwater and could they play today?
Oh yeah,
because I'm not talking about their ability.
I'm talking about the way they
knock people silly.
It would be tough. And the thing about him, he was a little undersized from a height standpoint. It didn't matter because he could fly. He could fly.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a fast guy. Now the question was he called Dirt in Arkansas or after that? Where did he pick up the deal?
No,
remember?
He was called Dirt in Arkansas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was 53, Roger, for the Steelers. What was he? What was his number for the Razorbacks?
I want to say 55.
I think that's right. I don't know off the top of my head.
You're right. He sent some pictures.
All right, he did. One other. Okay. Let's talk, who was the greatest 55 if you look at accomplishments for the Razorbacks, Rick? Go.
Wayne Harris wore 55.
That's it.
Stop right there.
Yeah,
show's
job.
Over.
You know, they didn't retire numbers back then, but as soon as I said Dennis Winston was 55, I thought Wayne Harris. But no, only two numbers have ever been retired. So, and those, you know, one of them was Clyde Scott, 12, and then Burlesworth. So, 55. Boy, if you wore that number after Wayne Harris did, something. Cause you know, you can get into all kinds of discussions. Clay Henry and I were talking about this when Terry Don Phillips passed, about Lloyd Phillips.
Yeah.
And you think about honoring players today, and I think there are those who would say, sure, Darren McFadden, maybe he was the greatest Razorback ever because he stayed healthy for his entire career. But on defense, it's unquestionably, I thought, Lloyd Phillips.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, Clay brought up, you got to count Wayne Harris in there because Wilson Matthews thought that Wayne Harris was just the epitome of the greatest how a great defensive player could play. Lloyd Phillips was a two-time All-America, won the Outland Trophy, and, you know, those guys are getting forgotten. They're dying out. But I hope, as the athletic department, if they decide to honor numbers, as they honored Darren McFadden, I think Lloyd Phillips has got to be the next guy you got to honor. And you can't just keep saying, okay, it's got to be recent, it's got to be somebody that's alive, it's got to be somebody on a great team from the 90s or the 70s, or although that group gets overlooked a little bit too. But Lloyd Phillips was amazing. And Lloyd Phillips was 3-0 against Texas. And there aren't many Razorbacks that have that record.
Isn't that the truth? And I was going to go back. I went back and watched film back when I was in school. I guess maybe it was after that. I was thinking I somehow had access to some film about Wayne Harrison. You just talk about a fundamentally sound linebacker that could fly. He was fast. He reminded me like Ricky Williams, you know, who played with me. The ball snapped and he is. And if you go back and watch Dennis Winston with the Steelers, same thing. Dennis Winston was three steps ahead of everybody else. He's just so quick. And when you're a little undersized, you better be fast. You better be strong. And that's what Dennis Winston was.
Like you.
I tell you, one of the greatest compliments I used to get, Rick, you know, Ricky Williams was an all-decade player, you know, in my era. Mm-hmm. And the best compliment I get, it was his second year, and he and I were trading playing time. I was a starter, but he would get in and he would get a lot of snaps too. The greatest compliment was when Coach Goldsmith couldn't tell us apart. He would say, "Basil, you got to do better," and Ricky would go, "That's me, Coach," or vice versa. To me, that was a compliment. If Coach was getting picked, then that was my greatest compliment because Ricky was such a great linebacker. So anyway, I just we'll have him on tomorrow. I think Craig O'Neill will probably be losing his mind because, you know, Craig loves the Razorbacks and I think him having dirt on. And Dirt Winston's a great guy, too, by the way. The other thing I was going to tell you, we had some fun last year talking about Cal Raleigh and about debating about he's having one of the greatest years ever in the history of baseball. The history of baseball last year. He had 60 home runs and he almost tied, this was the most amazing stat. He almost tied Barry Bonds for the most home runs by All-Star break. I think Bonds was at either 38 or 39, and Cal Raleigh was at 37. Mm-hmm. And now, Rick, it is, he's had some injuries, but he's still playing 53 games, but he is only hitting 166. It is, there have been people trying to figure out what's going on. It's just bizarre. I hate it for him because, you're used to being, almost the MVP, and then you're horrible.
It's a hard, hard game. Okay, so, and you can look at a lot of players. My first guy I think of, being a Baltimore Oriole fan, is Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar Henderson, 3 years or 2 years ago, I guess, beat out Bobby Witt Jr. to be the starting shortstop at the All-Star game. He was in the home run derby, and he ends up hitting 37 home runs that year. He hit 17 last year. Now, I think he's hit 16 or 17 this year. He's batting .224.
Yeah.
.224. Now, I know that batting average is not regarded as important as it once was, but still, if you're one of the elite shortstops in the game, you got to be hitting .270 or better. And so I look at him, but you look at a lot of these guys and their batting averages and their production, and it goes up and down, not like Cal Raleigh. There's something either mental, pitchers figured him out. That's the other thing, is pitchers start figuring out. And you got pitchers now that it used to be fastball, curveball, slider, maybe a changeup. Now they got 8 or 9 pitches, slurves and sweepers. And
wow, never heard of that.
What's a slurve?
It's slider, curve.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's got some of both. And so you're up there looking at 8 or 9. That's what's got to be in the hitter's mind. And all you have to do is watch one game on TV sometime with an elite pitcher or even an average pitcher throwing. And these guys, the ball is everywhere. You wonder how they ever hit it. It's just amazing. So,
yeah, he's got eight home runs.
He had one before he got hurt.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So he's come back and hit a few.
Yeah,
but the point is, it's a tough game played by elite players who have up and down years. And the quick key for Kyle Calarali is, I think he's still only 29 years old.
Yeah.
What does he do next year? And can he finish strong this year? And if he does, fine. But he had but look at Roger Maris. He had 61 home runs one year. He never hit 40 in any other year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was one of those. His hair was falling out,
smoking and drinking.
We compared Raleigh to him last year in that it's bizarre. I'm telling you, you hit 60 home runs. I mean, the guy had not hit more than 34 in his entire life in a season. He hit 60. And so, anyway, I just thought that was crazy.
So, I mean, Rick, then, just to be clear, I mean, Baz is still standing firm where he is, and we'll wait and see.
Well,
he's not the most accusatory person.
Yeah, I didn't say he
I'm
did.
Not
I,
saying,
just said,
I didn't say
I just said it
piqued
my interest about possible enhancement.
Do you not question that at all, or you say, let's give it another year, you've got to have
Major League Baseball tests.
Okay.
Major League Baseball tests. Harder than they ever had. You see guys that get suspended for a lot of games. There's no usage of drugs right now.
Somebody's trying to always build a better mousetrap.
Yeah, that's right. Have there been some people suspended in the last few years because of drug use?
You lose half a season.
So guys are still trying. Yeah. Guys are still trying. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Only a handful. You got to be a total idiot to do it because they do test.
And that's the only reason I said it piqued my interest because it was so bizarre. Because I went back and looked, the Barry Bonds year was so ridiculous. I mean, the guy almost hit 80 home runs.
Yeah.
You know, and so this guy, and then Cal Raleigh comes up, had hit 34 home runs in his entire career, and he almost matches Barry Bonds' half a season of 30.
Now, Cal Raleigh had hit over 30 home runs twice before.
Yeah, 34 and 30, but still, it's a long way. It's a long way from 60.
Well, absolutely. They're looking on his website. They're checking if, did he purchase a Wizenator or any of those type things out there.
Hey,
what is this for?
Last thing,
I got to tell you, I'm a naive guy. I don't even know what a Wizenator is.
Last thing before we let you go, and do want to thank Edwards Food Giant, which we found out, Roger found out.
Yeah, thanks to Gary Proffitt.
Yeah, Gary Proffitt let us know that, obviously with Edwards Food Giant, that the home headquarters is in Marianna. So we'll go by and take a picture there. Yeah,
Ain't that something?
Yeah, we'll go by and take some pictures.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say real quick, so we've started this Mount Rushmore of hateable villains on movies, because I watched Patriot last night with Mel Gibson, and the really sadistic British colonel,
British guy.
William Tavington, played by Jason Isaacs, is such a hateable character. He kills two of Mel Gibson's kids, and he locks a bunch of people inside a church, burns them to death. Yep. Of course, it's all fictional. But anyway, is there one that stands out? We mentioned Mr. Potter from Wonderful Life.
My son-in-law threw out this guy, Percy from Wetmore.
Green Mile.
Yeah. Oh,
Ward Norton from the Shawshank Redemption.
By the way, there were a couple British guys that did do some really evil things to citizens then.
Didn't burn down churches, though.
George Washington fought with the British. Somebody said Bruce Dern. Shot John Wayne, killed John Wayne.
Yeah, he was a bad guy. I don't remember throughout the movie was he a guy that you really hated.
No.
I can't remember.
What I'm thinking, when I heard y'all were doing that, I turned on the last few minutes of your last segment, I think of Gene Hackman in The Unforgiven.
Yeah, he is. That's a good one. He was a jerk face. Yeah.
He was a bad guy.
Yes, sir.
Killed Morgan Freeman. I mean, good grief. Yeah.
We also said Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. He was a jerk face, too. Hey, real quick, I do want to say happy birthday to Sherry Martin, 64, from Hot Springs. We missed that yesterday, Roger.
Happy birthday, Sherry.
Miss it?
Yes, a lot to keep up with. we do our best. Rick, are you taking any more trips for the summer? What are your summer of adventure? What's involved?
Anything else? Back and forth. David, we've talked about this on our show. Trey Biddy brings it up all the time, especially with Razorback fans. If you're a fan, you're a fan. And you can't get over it. You can't change your loyalty. And the Baltimore Orioles, in the 10 games I've seen this year, are 7-3.
Nice.
In the rest of the season, they're 11 games under 500. So I love going there.
Yes.
And yet I'm sitting there thinking, do I want to watch this team this year? I don't know. So if you're asking me, I may go one more time. I may not. I just don't know. That's my only thought.
We
had a great trip to Florida last week. It was great.
Yeah, how was your trip? It's right. You took a day
super,
off.
You know, you take four grandkids. I could tell you a story. You don't have much time.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is a really good story. So our son, Benny, and his wife, Leslie, do fitness training in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a lot of clients, a lot of them in person, a lot of them online.
Right.
He saw a thing from one of these YouTube or Facebook guys and YouTube guys that he's a multimillionaire and he does all these contests. And so he put out a contest that he says, I'm going to give $100,000 to whoever makes the most fitness gains over the next 60 days. And he says, anybody can enter in all this. You got 60 days to do it. Well, one of our grandsons is abnormally heavy. He's 5'6". He weighs 256 pounds. He is 16 years old. And we're all down there together. And Benny immediately said, I think Riley would be the perfect candidate for this. And so Riley's dad is in. He says, I think that's a good idea. So he is going to live with Benny and Leslie for 60 days in Dallas.
Wow.
And he has never done any kind of training in his life. And we saw the video from yesterday. It was his first day. And, I mean, he's on all these things, treadmills, everything else. And the goal is for him, to get a little stronger, but to lose 50 pounds in 60 days.
Wow. Okay.
And through nutrition and exercise, they think they can do it.
Wow.
And if they win, it would be, for Riley's family, it would be life-changing.
How old is he, Rick?
50,000. He's 16 years old.
Okay. Yeah, that's
And all these followers, Benny and Leslie, have enormous social media following. And they're getting all these, we're for you. Come on, Riley, you can make it.
Oh,
and
nice.
He's
very
getting
cool.
Encouragement he's getting, that he's never had in his life. So this is really exciting. And so if anybody looks at it, it's Body by Benny.
Yeah,
Body
I was going to say, yeah, Benny. Yeah, so that's the name of the media page.
That's it. Go to Body by Benny on Instagram or Facebook. And you can follow that, and any encouragement would be great. But that's the best story of our trip.
I love that, Rick. Well, I'm glad you had a great trip to Florida and enjoyed it, enjoyed family. And we're going to float the buffalo. We're going to go fishing.
Great.
We're not done. We're going down to Cliff Harris's. Speaking of Durant Winston, we're going to do a show from Cliff Harris's house.
Wow.
Go to Star after that.
From his house. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
I know. He has to lock up a lot of his cowboys. He better.
And then we're hopefully going to do another show at Terry Bradshaw's ranch. We'll see if he'll let us come down again like we did last year. So anyway, blessed to do what we do, Rick. And we're
yes,
having a good time.
Are.
I got a lot of
yes,
listeners out there who appreciate us and listen to us. And we're really grateful to them, too. So have a great day.
I don't know if you saw the thing I sent you last night, this morning, about how important it is. Listeners love identifying with the people that are talking live on the radio.
You betcha. Yeah, Rick was preaching about the value of talent on the air, on-air talent.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's been the theory behind our station.
I think James Ballantyne posted something yesterday about...
We're the only station that goes 6 to 7 in
here.
Point.
Yeah, live.
The live programming, what do you call it, digitized.
Syndicated.
Syndicated.
Listen, we're like a full-service gas station. Not that many around here.
And
that's a good point.
We're more talent-oriented over here because they play music and they don't have to have as many people over there, so
right.
Taking shots.
And you don't have to talk as long.
They don't have to talk as long, man. They got it easy.
Next up, Ambrosia. Rick Steele.
Great to have you back, Rick.
Yeah,
right. We'll talk to you
Thanks,
next week.
Guys. John, have a super day.
All right. You too. John Daly coming up next. He made the news this weekend, national news. So we got the clip from it.
He's all over.
He's everywhere.
My social feed.
It's a social feed.
It is.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Don't go. What is this? I don't think I've ever heard this.
Oh, it's an old school founded in the new system, Bad Blood. You remember?
I've heard of Bad Blood, but I don't think
it's Nilsa Dock
and Elton John.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was popular. You were working out to it. Ralph knows it.
All right, don't go away. The only good thing about Bad Blood is letting us lie.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Brazil advanced to the round of 16 by beating Japan 2-1, scoring the game-winning goal in stoppage time. Paraguay downed Germany, beating them in a penalty shootout 4-3 after tying 1-1 in regulation and two bonus periods. It's the biggest upset of the World Cup so far. Germany had never been beaten in penalties in World Cup history prior to this game. Then in the final game of the day, Morocco beat the Netherlands 3-2 in penalties as well, tying 1-1 through regulation and two bonus periods. They'll take on Canada in the round of 16. Today in the World Cup, Norway and Cote d'Ivoire will get it started at noon. France and Sweden will play at 4. And in the final game of the day, Mexico will take on Ecuador at 8. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny again today and really, really hot too. 97 or high temperature. A heat advisor is in effect because the heat index could get up to 105 this afternoon. We'll be clear tonight, dropping off to 77. Tomorrow, 97 again with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition, and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their Heat and Eat Meal Solutions items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes, along with a wide choice of entrees and sides, all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is hamburger steak for only $7.49 per pound, with Edwards Signature mashed potatoes for $4.49 per pound.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
Yeah. Little Ambrosia there, How Much I Feel, 1970s. Don't forget Roger at Trivia tonight, 70s trivia only. Focused on 70s trivia, so that's it. Boudreaux's, yeah, Boudreaux's tonight.
Oh, yeah, Boudreaux's. It's going to be great. Mike Mobley, excuse me, Richard Simmons Mobley will be spinning the hits. He has a list of the greatest songs of 1970s. Country, rock, pop. It's going to be fantastic tonight. It's the last night of the last
song's
game
probably
of the
number
month.
One.
Oh, listen, it's on there.
Let's bring in our man JD, who's all over the national news this week.
Mona.
Mona.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Hit it, hit it, hit it hard.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today, my friend? Crazy Roger.
Let me tell you something, John. You are in my dreams, bro. I cannot.
You can't escape it.
I don't try to. Every time I see you on my social feed, I hit whatever it is, the follow button on any of it. I don't care who it is that
you're everywhere.
It.
He's everywhere. You're endorsing, singing, playing golf. Obviously, a lot of national attention with your 63 at the Dick's Sporting Goods Open. I think we got a clip. We got a clip after the media little press conference. Go ahead.
Have you been working on anything in particular recently that just helped you kind of get here today?
I haven't seen the driving range in 5 years. No,
in your
I don't work
face.
On the golf game.
Yeah, no, he does nothing.
Yeah, he said, no, I'm not working on my game. Yeah, so how did it feel? You obviously had a good day. You end up going, I think, finishing, 27th, tied for 27th. Dickie Pride won it. Who Dickie now lives in Arkansas. He's an Alabama guy originally, but I know you know Dickie, good guy. But it had to be fun to go out there and knock out that 63. I think seven birdies and an eagle, right?
Yeah, I mean, I chipped in twice, made a 60-footer, and had six gimmies or whatever. So it was like I played really good. But Sunday I hit it really good. I hit 15 greens and got up down twice. I couldn't make a putt on Sunday, but I hit it really good. But, you know, going back to the driving, why do I need to go to the driving range when I'm playing 20 pro-ams a week, it seems like.
Isn't that the truth, Joe? That's a great point. We've been talking to you, I don't know how many years now, every week, and it is crazy how much you have to play as it is. But it had to be nice, man. I know, you know, because of your injuries, it's tough to play the best you can and you work your way through it. But it's nice to have a day where you go out there and knock a 63, and you obviously shot even the next day and end up being 27th. So it had to just feel good. You know, that's not the most important thing to you because you have a lot of other things going on, but it had to feel good for you to at least go out and have that kind of weekend.
Well, especially there, you know, where I got some history and I love the Dick's Open. It's you know, with Ed Stacks and his crew that run it and John Kearney. I mean, Johnny's one of the best tournament directors out there, and I've been going there ever since I've been on this tour. And it's just a great event. And, you know, they had Kelsey Ballerini Friday night. They always get a huge act there with 30, 40,000 people on Friday night, right on the 18th hole. And it's been great. I've play with Old Dominion, then the Pro-Am about 3 or 4 years ago. And those guys, we won the damn thing. It was really cool. I mean, they could play.
Yeah.
They could play some golf. But it's just a great, great event. And, you know, and the whole town gets behind it, you know. So it was cool to do that for them.
Where are you today? What are you up to like today and this week? Obviously, you got July 4th coming up. What are your plans this week for July 4th?
I did a little golf outing yesterday here. I'm in Connellsville. Tuffy Schinnebarger, one of my best friends, he has a golf course here. And then tonight we got me and Jocko for a charity event that I usually raise about 50 grand for my Boys and Girls Club in this tournament through Tuffy's people. And a lot goes to the local fire department, you know, the police department, a lot of stuff right around here in Connellsville. So it's really, really a good event. We raise about 150 grand, I think. So then Tuffy's been nice enough to give my Boys and Girls Club 50 grand each year, so it really works out.
Speaking of Jocko, I know you know this, and just because it's my hometown, he'll end up headed down to Panama City here in a few days, and he does, I think, 3 nights in a row of playing on. There's a little bitty beach bar down there that has a huge following for him down there. So I tell you, he's like you, man. He's always on the go. He's always hustling. Got to give him credit. You know, that's not an easy way to make a living, but he's one of the best in the country to do it.
Well, I get him a lot of gigs, you know, on the Champions
Tour. You bet.
He was up with me. He was with me all week at Endicott for the Dick's Open. So he played four nights there, and they just love him up there too as well. So, you know, it's cool to hang out with him. I don't get to see him that much, but and get up and do a few songs with him. It's pretty cool, man. He's so talented.
Oh my gosh!
That's why I named him the human. Yeah. That's why I named him the human jukebox.
He is. Like 3,000 songs he can cover, and he's tried to help both me and Roger learn to play the guitar. John, you'll appreciate this. This is probably about 10, 15 years ago. So I end up buying more guitars than I had lessons from him. Every time I'd buy, do a lesson, I'd buy another guitar. And then I just hung him up on the wall because he really looked cool.
Great display.
It's a great display. But yeah,
John. Then I asked him to give me a lesson. He said, listen, I'll do it, but don't be like Baz and only take one and not finish it. And I did exactly
that. Hey, the other thing, you know, what was it like? What do you think it was like for Scheffler? Hovland yesterday, he had to come all the way back to the golf course, you know, and play for the Travelers Championship and play one hole. Now, granted, I'm sure Scheffler would have wished he'd have made the putt, but man, it just seemed like a lot of effort to come back to play for one hole. But I guess that's the nature of the playoff, right?
Yeah, but look at the purse. What's the purse there? 10, 15 million?
Yeah.
So you're playing for.
Yeah, big money.
You know, you're playing for two. You're playing for two. I think I'll get up to go play one hole for $2 million, whatever it is.
Yeah, what is, you know, compare the money when you were winning your majors. What was the total purse? Not the total purse, but the winner's purse for your majors back then?
When I first came out on tour, I think the purses were like 750 to a million. Okay. That's what kills me. This Champions Tour, they go a lot on the money list. And you know, there's guys that get ahead of me because they made more money, but they don't have the wins I have. And it's frustrating to me. And all the players back me, like JD, you won two majors, you won 22 tournaments worldwide, you won five total on the tour. And I have a tough time getting in tournaments. And it should be called the Money Tour, not the Champions Tour. It should go on what you've done in your career. And I've been pretty adamant about it, and I've got all the players that back me on it. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, don't get in because of the money, and it's sad.
Yeah, you know what? Now a 3-star makes that at the university.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah, what is the biggest payout for winning? Do you have any idea? Is it $5 million? I don't know what the biggest check is for winning a tournament. On the PGA.
Well, the $20 million purses, I think, are 4.2 or 4.3 million.
Gotcha.
I think it's 17%. 17% of that. So,
can you imagine, John, Jack Nicklaus looking at these purses, thinking of what they used to play for? Because obviously, this money didn't have TV like it is now, and all the sponsorships. I mean, the money is such a big difference versus those guys that played in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, and that's sports. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I was so happy to see women's sports finally, you know, the LPGA finally got bigger purses. You know, the women's sports have been kind of hurt for a long time. And
yeah.
It was good to see, you know, when the tennis purses went up. I mean, we work our butts off all our life. And, you know, it's a dang good living, don't get me wrong. But it was cool to see the purses go up. And I really think with the Live, what they did, helped our tour get more. Well, the PGA Tour, the big tour, I think, is what raised those purses to keep the guys here.
If you just tuned in, we're visiting with John Daly. I guess, Roger, we've been doing this for 3-4 years with John, or maybe have we done the whole 5 years we've started the new show?
Wow.
Very grateful to the sponsors who sponsored John, like Honda of Russellville, which is the number one Honda power sports dealer in the state of Arkansas. Number three largest in the United States. You can go online at hondaofrussellville.com.
And a shout out to John for always trying to make sure that he's on with us every Tuesday.
Yeah, you're consistent. You know, I did want to ask very disturbing news, and I don't know if you're friends with him, but I know him well enough. All this stuff coming out about Phil Mickelson, boy, I tell you, it sounds like apparently there have been a couple more of these accusations. But was that a shock to you to hear some of that?
It's a shock to all of us. I mean, I don't know Phil real well, but when I've been around him, we've been cordial. And you know, I just never thought that would happen with what he's been doing. So I don't know a lot about it. for all I know, it could be rumors. It might not be, but we'll see. You know, it's pretty sad if it's true.
Yeah, it's I hate to first it was just one. Now they've come out. I think it's three different golf courses or golf clubs have said it's sort of the same kind of thing. Last but not least, did you see? I know you're so busy, hard to keep up with it. Your buddy Coach Cal is going to be inducted into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame on September 16th. It was announced on Monday. No surprise there. I'm surprised he hadn't put him in before now, considering what he did at Memphis.
What took so long? Did he ever lose a conference game in the Sun Belt?
I don't know. I know the overall record
at Memphis.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that he's the only coach, I think, that I heard. At one time, he had not lost a game in conference play when he coached Memphis. And, yeah, why did it take so long? I mean, that guy's amazing.
Yeah, he was.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he was 252 wins against 69 losses during his time with Memphis. Of course, you know, one of those seasons was vacated by the NCAA. But see, no surprise. Yeah, he said Calipari reached the NCAA tournament with Memphis six times, including the national runner-up finish in 2008 and won the NIT title in 2002. So I know you'd be pleased to hear that. So, what did you say you're doing on the 4th? Are you going to be about a lake somewhere or a body of water? Or are you going to be hanging out at home? What's the scoop on July 4th?
I'm going to be up here in Pennsylvania. I'm going to the Tuffy soccer team. They won the championship last year. They're like, that soccer team is like the Corn Ferry Tour. It's just one step above from the Major League Soccer. But we're going to go to his game, and they got fireworks down in downtown Pittsburgh Saturday night. And then I go to college in Akron next week.
Well, there's only one JD, Raj, and like I said, we salute your energy and work ethic. It's at every third thing I see on social media is a John Daly promotion, whether it be Good Boy or something else. You're
working hard.
That's exactly right. You're working hard.
But he's old school. That's why he's here.
That's right. He's not missing his sponsorship.
No matter how long he's been up or whatever, he works hard. That's old school, and we appreciate it, John. We really do.
Tell Anna we said hello. We'll talk to you next week.
I do. I love you guys. And go Hogs.
Love you, buddy. Go Hogs.
Johnny Daly, everybody.
One and only John Daly. One of a kind.
He's we've had him on this show where he's been feces-faced. staying up all night and do whatever. And he's been on it.
Yeah, he
because
does.
That's because he knows he's getting paid.
He takes care of the sponsor.
He does. It's a responsibility.
It's impressive.
And we love him when he's on here that way. Yeah. But we love him anyway, and we love his brother too. And you're hearing more and more. I'm seeing more and more about his relationship, you know, with his dad that I had no idea with.
I saw
something with Ron White on social media.
Yeah, you said that to me. Yeah. All right.
Did I send that to you?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Don't go away. 7:48 here, Morning Mayhem.
To women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind and it tires your mind.
Hey folks, David Basil here, and it's time to get in on the red, white, and win excitement at Oaklawn in Hot Springs. Starting in July, with a giveaway on July 25th, you've got a shot to win up to $25,000 during their red, white, and win promotion. If you're an Oaklawn Rewards member, you can boost your chances big time, earn 25 times entry multipliers on Mondays and 5 times on Tuesdays all month long. And don't forget the big grand prize drawing is coming up, so get in on the action and play your way at Oaklawn. While you're there, enjoy their 24/7 smoke-free casino with over 1,500 slots and all your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and craps. Plus, it's been voted the best casino by every reader's poll in the state. You can also catch great live entertainment, relax at the pool, grab an amazing meal from fine dining at the Bugler and Oak Room to Wings and Sports at Mainline. Bottom line, there's something for everyone. Come join the fun at Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort, and plan your getaway now at oaklawn.com.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable Fortrax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton.
888-8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you gotta do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Yeah! Come on! Come on!
Speaking of smoking the bandit,
and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pods. Come on, my luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot."
Sing it, son.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Found out that we're going to be in Jonesboro, Georgia for our NASCAR race in a couple weeks, and that is where Smokey and the Bandit, a lot of the scenes from Smokey and the Bandit were filmed. So we'll try to find those
How
things
far is
out.
That from Jupiter, where Burt was? Isn't it Jupiter, Florida? Is that where he's right?
From Jonathan.
From that place, yeah.
That's a good way. That's a long way. From way down in Florida?
I guess.
To Georgia, yeah. That's a pretty good haul. 661-1037. By the way, Rick Schaefer said, hey, thanks so much, guys, for sharing the story of our son, Benny, and what he's doing for Riley, the young man who's 50 pounds overweight. We texted Benny and told him about the mention of your show that he mentioned that I mentioned on the show. He said they had already had a dozen new followers on Body by Benny within a few minutes.
Wow.
So if you want to help support Rick and his son and their little mission there, go to Body by Benny. And I don't know, I presume that's Instagram. And support them.
Say, yeah.
Steve Rook is listening. He said, good morning. It's Steve Rook. My last morning listening from Arkansas State, Three Rivers. I really appreciate all the things you've done for us. I'll be listening from Oklahoma. Won't be bugging you, but he does want to be in the best listener contest. He's moving out there. Of course, I think Shane Broadway is the interim president over there, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, Steve, good luck to you in Oklahoma. And we obviously Hopefully we'll do best listener contest next week. That's what we're shooting for. Nathan Amonin, who is Chuck's son, Pixie and Preacher's son, said, my wife and I are going and staying at Oaklawn Thursday night for our anniversary. Could you ask Roger if we need a full team to come participate in trivia? I've already answered him. Your team is you and your wife. If
your
you
team
to be.
Is whomever you want
it
to be.
It could be one.
And Nathan, yeah, exactly. And let me tell you this, Nathan. And I encourage this for everybody that stays at that fabulous hotel. What do you see here, Baz? What is this?
It's an Oaklawn pen.
That is advertising. They want you to take their pens. They want you to take their little stationery.
They want you on that wall.
They need you on that wall. Here's the other thing. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Leave the robe, take the slippers. Nathan, there's two pairs of slippers in that closet. They are complimentary. Don't wash them. Just wear them there and take them home.
So that's Thursday night trivia. That's at Oaklawn. Don't forget tonight that's at right. Boudreaux's. It's 70s night.
It's
so
all 70s, Jack. We had such a huge crowd last week at Oaklawn. I wasn't able to use all of the 70 questions that I had. I had to shift like we do here all the time without sure. people. So tonight, I'll use every bullet in a gun. And it's going to be tonight at 6 o'clock at Boudreaux's. It's the end of the month. They'll also have a $100 gift card to Topgolf for the winner of that.
Wes from Prattsville said, any updates on JM? We're trying to give him his space. So, I'm hoping that it won't be much longer before we get him back. So, maybe in a couple weeks, maybe after the 4th. So, appreciate everybody sending good thoughts and prayers. And absolutely. Without really knowing what's going on, that's really not everybody's business. And we'll let Justin come back and tell his story about what he's going through. But looking forward to getting him back, too. Roger was playing a lot of his clips the other day.
Yeah.
And it's just a reminder, Christian, you're sort of new to our show as far as daily goes. Every day, of course, as a producer. But, Justin's got, he's funny, man. That's the one surprise I think. Did not know when we got him. He likes to be funny. He enjoys that creative outlet for him to do that. And all you have to do is listen to about 15 of Roger's clips on him. And, he's finding ways to be funny when he doesn't have to be.
Yeah, here's one about a troll.
Justin, God, you're another delusional Razorback fan.
Shut
Let me
up.
Tell you something.
Basil,
you are dead on.
You're a complete
34,
idiot. 329
yards,
you're a complete
two
f***ing idiot. And nobody gives a crap
touchdowns.
What you have to say in Arkansas radio. Go back to Louisiana if you love it so much.
Did he drop the F-bomb?
He did. I don't remember him doing that. I was talking about it. F-bomb.
He just did. He just did. And that's
gosh.
The reason. Then you got this guy right here. We brought you from Little Rock. Listen to this.
Memphis, Tennessee. Get on your feet, put your hands together, and make welcome to the stage that old dirt road kid from Poland, Arkansas, Justin.
Good stuff.
Oh,
that's the entry of
stuff,
the start
dude.
Of this concert.
That
yeah, good
crazy,
stuff.
Yeah.
Roger, we still got Chuck Gatlin coming up. Tell us what's going on in the buzz. We got a little family feud brought to you by Southern Bank. We have Christy Hernan Mann coming up to talk about her wrestling group that's going to Fargo.
All right.
Hey, if you've got a kid that's done something great in some sport, let us know. We'll give him and his team or her and his team a shout out. Don't forget, we're going to Marianna tomorrow. You folks over there, come see us at Jones. Barbecue.
Yes.
Be there for lunch and looking forward to that. Dirt Winston on the show with us tomorrow.
Thanks, Gary Proper. We're going to find
yes.
the headquarters of Edwards Fruit Truck.
Yeah, how about that? All right, 8 o'clock. Go away.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch.